Hey, Gnarly, remember that moment in the movie Vivo when Gabby and Vivo were in the Everglades?
Yeah, they were so lost and out of sync.
I know, but then something changes, right? Vivo and Gabby find out how to get in sync and play music together. And you can hear that change when Vivo and Gabby sing the song Keep the Beat. Let's listen back to it. First, you hear Vivo sing All Alone. What he's singing is called The Melody.
Remember the size of the world before it was you and I, just you and I. And now the horizon holds so much more, and it's do or die, yeah, it's do or die.
That's the part of the song that really sticks in our head, the melody. It's the song at its simplest. But then Gabby starts singing with Vivo, and that melody turns into something else. Something that only happens when at least two voices come together to sing different notes at the same time.
Remember the size of the world before. Now it's you and I, just you and I. And now the horizon holds so much more. It's do or die, yeah, it's do or die.
We do sound pretty amazing singing that part of the song.
Oh, yes, you do. And it sounds so in sync that it's almost impossible to tell that it's not just one voice. That, my friends, is harmony. And it's what gives music that extra little shimmer that makes it come to life. Hi, friends. I'm Martina Castro, host of the Vivo Songbook Podcast, a show where we dive deep into the story and songs of Vivo, the movie from Sony Pictures Animation, streaming now on Netflix.
And I'm Gnarly Simo, the voice of Gabby in Vivo.
We welcome you to the Vivo Songbook Bonusodes, where you'll play games to learn how to speak the language that brought Gabby and Vivo together.
The language of music.
In today's bonusode, we'll learn how to go from melody to harmony, so you too can add a little shimmer to your favorite songs. Here's our guest instructor for today.
My name's Randy Tom, and I was the sound designer on Vivo.
Class materials, we're going to keep it simple. Hey, Gnarly, is your voice on today?
1, 2, check, check. La, 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 la. My voice is on and ready to fire up some harmonies.
Great. Let's get started. To make sure we're all on the same page about melody and harmony, let's go back to pitch for just a minute. Do you remember how we practiced going from low to high pitches in the last bonusode? So a melody is basically singing from one pitch to another.
How do you find the melody?
Good question. When you hear a song, there's so much going on. You can hear a variety of different instruments in the background. They're all playing different pitches, maybe even on different beats. But then the voice comes in. The singing isn't always the same as the instruments below. Usually, the singing floats over the instruments. And that's what's happening in Keep the Beat. Here are the instruments. And then Vivo comes in.
Remember the size of the world before. Now it's you and I, just you and I.
And what Vivo's singing, that's the melody?
Bingo. And some songs just have that, a melody. But when harmonies are added, that's when things get interesting. Randy, what is a harmony?
Harmony is all about the way two different pitches of sound work together or don't work together.
And this is what we hear when Gabby starts singing with Vivo in the song Keep the Beat.
Remember the size of the world before. Now it's you and I, just you and I.
During certain moments in Keep the Beat, for the first time, if you listen closely, you'll hear that their two voices blend in a very pleasant way. And that's what's called harmony.
So, are you ready to try it?
I certainly can't do a harmony myself, because it would take two of me to do a harmony.
Right. It does take at least two people to sing a harmony, Randy. So, friends at home, we're going to go from melody to harmony together. First, practice singing Vivo's line in the section we've been playing of Keep the Beat, which, by the way, is called the chorus of the song. Here are the words. Remember the size of the world before. Now it's you and I, just you and I. We'll play it a couple more times so you can really get a feel for it.
Remember the size of the world before. Now it's you and I, just you and I.
One more time.
Remember the size of the world before. Now it's you and I, just you and I.
All right, now friends at home, you try it by yourselves. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go. Let's go for another round. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1, go! Okay, it's harmony time. Hold tight to that melody and sing it loud because Yanarli is going to join you to sing Gabby's part, the harmony. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1. All right, one more time. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1, go!
Now it's you and I, just you and I. That was fun!
And that's a wrap. You now know how to harmonize. Keep an ear out next time you listen to Gabby and Vivo sing together. Are they singing the same notes? And if not, who can you sing along with? That's it for today's bonus-ode.
Thanks for playing with us. You did great.
And a special thank you to our guest instructor, Randy Tom. The Vivo Songbook bonus-odes were written and edited by our lead producer, Martine Chaussard, our editor, Natasha Ruck, and me, Martina Castro. They were mixed and sound designed by Giovanna Romano Sanchez. They include original compositions from Luis Gil and were mastered by Martin Cruz Farga and Daniel Murcia. A big thank you to our consultants, Andrew Barkan and Polly Hall from the Ear Snacks podcast, who also contributed to our games. You can stream Vivo anytime over at Netflix or listen to the podcast about the story and songs of Vivo, the Vivo Songbook, wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. See you next time on the Vivo Songbook Bonus Odes.